You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are on, and we have got my good friend and my personal hero, Lauren Book. She's the founder of Lauren's Kids. Lauren was a victim of child sexual abuse for a number of years at the hands of her nanny. Armed with the knowledge that 95% of sexual abuse is preventable through education, Lauren sought to turn her experience into a vehicle to prevent child sex abuse and heal survivors. Lauren, welcome back.
Hey, Jim, how are you?
I'm doing great. Before we get rolling, I want to read an email that I got when, you know, I put the email out that tells that you're going to be on the show. Here's an email from Sandy. You have taken on an issue that most people brush under the rug. They try to ignore it. It's a big issue and well worth the attention. Our society has never taught parents or others how to deal with child abuse, sexual or other. Now it is being examined. I guess it's never too late. Americans are not open about anything related to sex. They make believe it doesn't exist to save themselves from handling this tough subject. While I was driving my maid back to her house, I saw a truck with Lauren's name on it. Apparently, it collects donated items. It was parked in a lot off the Palmetto. At the same moment, I'm driving next to a different truck from Warren Henry. Funny. Sandy. How about that? You're reaching out. You're making a difference, girl.
That's great. And thank you, Sandy, for sending that great email.
Now, Lauren, you were in South America with the International Crime Stoppers?
Yes, it's the International Crime Stoppers Organization and partnered with UNICEF.
Okay, well, and you're out there teaching your Safer Smarter Kids stuff and other stuff too, right?
It was a great trip. Really very sad, actually. 2 weeks that we were there, again, partnered with Crime Stoppers International and UNICEF to speak at the conference itself to talk about kind of the climate of childhood sexual abuse and where we're moving and working to protect childhood throughout the world. But then had an opportunity for the next week and a half to go around South Africa and to different townships and teach our life-saving lessons, our Safer, Smarter Kids lessons to children and families all throughout South Africa. We had an opportunity to do massive trainings with teachers from all over South Africa and surrounding townships and the entire South African police force. So it was a life-changing experience, one that I will never, ever forget, but an incredible, incredible journey.
Now, hold on a minute, because there was a special guest at some of this stuff, wasn't there?
There was. The Desmond Tutu was there and had the huge honor and distinction of being able to have him in the audience while I did my presentation, and then was invited to the Desmond Tutu HIV Youth Center in South Africa and was able to present to the children there just after a month or two after the President of the United States was there. So that was a huge, exciting honor for us and such an honor to be able to really talk about a truly horrific issue that they have and that we see throughout the world of the spread of HIV in young children who are being sexually abused by carriers of the disease. And so it was, like I said, truly eye-opening and horrific, but such an honor to be able to kind of share with the children there and the survivors.
All right. Well, I'm going to make you blush because I'm going to switch topics on you, and I'm going to congratulate you on getting – you got awarded with the local Kiwanis Club from, I think it was Key Biscayne and that area there. Weren't you just awarded the something about the Citizen of the Year here in South Florida?
It has been a whirlwind, I must tell you. We had just gotten back from South Africa on Saturday and was, yes, awarded. And one of my huge mentors in life, Dave Lawrence, did present the award to me, and it was a huge honor. And was so excited to be able to receive that award and really to shine light on some of the great work that the Biscayne Bay Kiwanis Club does. And then the next day I got on a plane to New York, where we were working with our friends at KIND as a KIND ambassador for their KIND Causes campaign. We were there for 2 or 3 days and back home to get ready to teach children and families how to stay safe for this Halloween.
Oh, my gosh. You know, you don't even need me on these interviews, Lauren. So tell me a little bit about Halloween. When I was a kid, all you had to worry about was razor blades and apples. I only have a couple of minutes, so we got to kind of go a little faster.
Well, I think it's really important that we make sure that families make a PLAN. Don't let any children walk without adult supervision. They must always have a trusted adult with them, and make sure that you have a plan. If somebody gets separated, where is your meeting place? Only go to houses that are lit up. And what I would ask all parents to do before we go out trick-or-treating and having fun this this Halloween would be to check your offender and predator registry. Know if there is a sexual offender or predator in your neighborhood. Please check that out. That's offender.sdle.state.fl.us to find the sexual predators in your neighborhood. If their lights are out, if a house is dark, please don't let your children knock on those doors and have that conversation before you go out. Talk about those things before they go out and have a fun and safe Halloween.
Now, Lauren, we've only got about 35 or 45 seconds left, but it's everybody's obligation to report somebody if they think there's some sexual funny business going on or child abuse going on. How do they do that, and who do they call?
You are right. It is not only our moral obligation, but our legal obligation to report suspected childhood sexual abuse, and they must do that through the Department of Children and Families, and they can call 1-800-96-ABUSE and also go to the DCF website. And again, making sure that everybody is staying safe this Halloween, and if you see something strange out there, please do call your local police.
Lauren, thank you for being my hero, for being Sandy's hero, for being the heroes of lots of people that'll never meet you. God bless. Safe travels. We'll look forward to seeing you, if not before, at Reed and Fiorentino's big party that they throw for you. We'll be back after this break with Dr. Carlos Wolf helping us look good for business. Thanks, Lauren.